Welcome to the Madison County Milk House. I'm Samantha Field, the Public Information Officer for Madison County. It's been a little bit. Welcome back. And joining me today, we have Jenna Illingworth, the EMS Director for Madison County EMS.
Hello.
Since we've last talked, you've changed your title.
Yep.
You've done a lot.
Yep, we've done quite a bit.
I was actually looking back. We haven't chatted since March of this year, and a lot has changed with Madison County EMS. Last time we spoke, we were talking about the ambulances coming online. They are now, you have two ambulances online every day.
For the most part, yeah.
You have two fly cars still on the road
yep.
throughout the county every day.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about about the Madison County EMS in the town of Sullivan. How is that going?
It's actually going a lot better than we had anticipated it to go. So we kicked off on April 1st of this year. Currently, we have done over 800 ambulance calls since April 1st in the town of Sullivan. And we are currently operating at a 94% call handled rate. So it's been a lot busier than what we expected it to be, but it's going really great. We have a great relationship with the fire departments in the town. We have a great relationship with the town, and we are building our relationships with the residents of the town. So it's been really great for us. Our crews have been immensely busy, and they have been the workhorses behind all of this. They have been the ones with their boots on the ground doing the hard work during the calls and the ambulance. So I can't thank my crews enough. I wouldn't be here without them, and they have really been the backbone of our agency. So that's one thing I'd really like to say, is I'd really like to give a good, big shout out to my crews, because without them, we wouldn't be here. We've also hired a deputy director of EMS, Tom. He is full-time with us now. He's been my right-hand man, my go-to for everything. So you'll see him driving around with the ambulances. Sometimes we meet up with the crews, so Tom's around. We have also hired a full-time EMS educator since we've last spoke. So we've started to grow our program quite immensely since March.
And let's touch on that real quick. I do want to bring up the EMS educator. Morgan, she's going to be doing great things for our community. Oh, what are some of those things? When we talk EMS educator, it's not just education it's education for our EMS providers.
Right.
But also for the public, what does that look like?
So Morgan is going to start doing community CPR classes, community Stop the Bleed classes. She's started to work with some local businesses as well to provide CPR and AED trainings for them. We're also doing CPR, AED, Stop the Bleed, first aid classes for our fire departments. And we're going to start opening more classes up to the public for whatever public entity may want CPR or first aid training. We are going to expand that education to all of our county employees. We're going to make it available to them as well. Whether they need it or they don't, they'll be more than welcome to join in on the CPR trainings that we have scheduled. And she's been a very busy little bee, because not only is she in charge of the education for Madison County EMS and agency, she's also going to be reaching out to all the other EMS agencies to let them know the training opportunities that we have for our other agencies as well.
And that's great, because that is one thing you were talking about, you know, when we were talking about what are some of the issues that are facing EMS, and one of those is training, you know, and obviously there's a lot of obstacles when it comes to training. You know, it's having people who can train, it's the availability, cost, and that's what Madison County and Madison County EMS are looking at to help our other agencies out with.
Yeah, we do. New York State we have a very low rate for EMTs and paramedics right now. And we've realized that if we don't train our own, we're not going to have a workforce in the future. And that's what we're working with Faxon St. Louis EMS Education with. We are working with them to get EMT classes in the county. So this coming year in 2024, we have an EMT class starting in Hubbardsville in January that Tom and I are teaching. And then we have one starting in February, I believe, in Canastota that Kyle Cashel is teaching. And he's the director of operations for Greater Lenox and also an instructor. So we have some really great classes happening in the county for people who would like to take on EMS as a career. And hopefully we get a lot more EMTs on the street after these classes.
And that'll be great for all of our agencies, you know, to have more EMTs, more paramedics out there. you know, to fill hours, to do the work. That's what it's all about, is making sure we have the people.
Absolutely.
So speaking of growing and things that have changed since March, SOMAC, which is the agency that covers kind of the Hamilton, Lebanon region of Madison County.
And North Brookfield.
Cannot forget North Brookfield. They recently announced, their board recently announced that they will be ceasing operations in the coming months. What does that mean for Madison County EMS?
So the SOMAC board decided to cease operations at a date to be determined. Because they're a 501c3 non-for-profit, it takes a long time for those kind of things to actually happen. But due to the lack of resources and an immense amount of funding that would be needed to keep SOMAC going, the county has been helping assist SOMAC since July of this year. We've started to do a little bit of weekend coverage here and there for them to help them out, and it's turned into quite a substantial amount of weekend and standby coverage that they've needed assistance with because of their staffing shortages. We've sat down with their board and discussed the county assuming operations in the Hamilton, Lebanon, and North Brookfield area for the 2024 year and going forward. And we're working with them on a smooth, easy transition of where we'd like to still be housed in the SOMAC building. We're working on that, and we don't want their employees to go without positions either. So all of their employees have been offered employment here through the county through our EMS program as well.
As we built the Madison County EMS program, and there ahead of time, we kind of saw, you guys saw the need for all of our agencies that, you know, just that this might be a future. And SOMAC is not the first agency to say, you know what, it's bigger than us, to say that we're closing our doors. They probably will not be the last. But can you talk a little bit about that kind of, I mean, it's happening statewide and nationwide.
Oh, yeah, it's happening everywhere. There's EMS agencies closing down quite frequently, actually, in New York State due to lack of funding, lack of staff. But that's one of the things we're trying to prevent here is the closing of agencies. We want to be there to assist our agencies in any way they need our assistance. That's one of the main reasons for the fly cars. That's why they're there to help. We're not here to take over the county. We're not here to tell people that they shouldn't be operating an agency. We're here to help the agencies that currently are here to survive and keep moving forward and keep providing the great service that they've been providing to this county for years. Unfortunately, sometimes some agencies, they just don't have the staffing, they don't have the funding, and they don't have the ability to keep going, and that's why we're here. We're here to help in those situations, because our main priority here for Madison County, for the Office of Emergency Management, and for Madison County EMS is when someone calls 911, we're going to get them the appropriate resources and an appropriate amount of time. So if that means that the county steps in and assists those agencies, that's what we do. If those agencies decided to cease operations, then we'll be able to step in and help them make sure that those residents of that area get an ambulance in an appropriate amount of time.
And another thing you've been talking about, and I think that the public, if they're interested in like helping, you know, obviously we've talked about Stop the Bleed classes and CPR and things like that, but something else the public can do is a bill that you have been talking about for a while, the direct pay bill. The Assembly and the Senate both unanimously passed it, and it's been sitting on the governor's desk for some time now. And if, you know, can you tell us a little bit about what that bill means for EMS agencies? What would it do for you?
So it's currently, it's not on her desk, because if it was, she'd have 30 days to sign it.
Right.
But she has not called it up to her desk yet, even though we have been rallying support from our senators and assemblymen and any public entity that we can to get this issue to her attention. The direct pay bill is, if you take an ambulance ride to the hospital and your insurance company sends you the check, so you're piling through your mail and you're sifting through that envelope and you don't even know that there's a check in there, or if you do know there's a check, you don't know what to do with it. And that's because that ambulance agency is not in network with that insurance company. So ambulance agencies would have to sign on to every single insurance company there is in order for that payment to go directly to them. When they do that, they get a significantly reduced amount in money and funds back from that ambulance ride. And there's some provisions put in the direct pay bill that says that ambulance agencies cannot charge an astronomical amount of money for these rides. They have to be reasonable and within normal limits. And so instead of the check coming directly to the patient, it would go directly to the ambulance agency. Because lately, we've had some issues with patients either keeping the checks and cashing them themselves and not giving them to ambulance agencies, or they just throw the checks away. They don't know that they're in that envelope with all the rest of the paperwork. So we have ambulance agencies that are in debt hundreds of thousands of dollars because the patient's either not giving them the money that they should be, or they're keeping that money and the ambulance agency still isn't getting it. And that costs a lot of money to have an ambulance agency get a collection agency and have the patient give them the money through collections, and then they lose a portion of that money. So instead of the patient getting the checks directly from the insurance companies, the direct pay bill will make the insurance companies give the checks directly to the ambulance agencies, and that would help immensely with funding problems that EMS is currently facing.
We're asking for, you know, members of the public, you know, call your legislators, even though they already support it, call the governor's office, have her call it up, sign it. It will help out EMS agencies, not here, just here in Madison County, but it'll help out EMS agencies across the state.
Across New York State. Yep. And hopefully that will prevent EMS agencies from closing, and that will prevent longer wait times when you call 911, and that would help your agencies get the equipment they need, get the staffing they need, be able to give people raises, because paramedics don't make a whole lot of money. And they work a lot of jobs to get the money that they do earn. So if that agency is able to get more money and reimbursements back from the insurance company, that means that that's raises that they can give their employees who've worked there for many years and have worked really hard, and they do a really amazing job every day out on the street getting people to the hospital and getting people care that they need quickly and efficiently. So the direct pay bill would be huge for any EMS agency across New York State.
So, Jenna, besides having, you know, Sullivan to take over, to take care of, and SOMAC coming down the pipe, and now having an EMS educator, what else is going on with Madison County EMS? And when do you sleep?
Never. I don't usually sleep ever, but it's fine. We just have a lot of moving parts and pieces. The puzzle just keeps getting bigger. Thankfully, I think we finally put all the outer pieces of the puzzle together. Once we've hired our educator, you know, we have a deputy director, we're going to be hiring a county supervising paramedic here soon too. That just gives us a little bit more oversight over both the stations that we're going to be overseeing. It's going to be constantly growing and constantly changing, and it's going to be based on the need of what we see is going to be based on the changes that we make. So if our EMS agencies say to us, listen, we don't need the fly car from this time to this time, but we need it from this time to this time, we're always willing to change and make new arrangements just to make sure that we can help out those agencies and be there and keep responding and keep making sure that anybody who calls 911 gets an ambulance or a fly car or whatever they may need, a police car, a fire truck, whatever is the need is what we're going to work towards. So I don't really know what the future holds, but I know it's probably going to just continue to grow at this point, because February of 2022, we had two fly cars, and now in October of 2023, we have three ambulances with a fourth coming and two fly cars, and then my truck is a fly car and Tom's truck is a fly car. So we're going to keep continuing to grow based on the need that we see fit.
Madison County EMS system, it's not unique just to Madison County. There's other counties who are doing similar things that mm-hmm. have done similar things. Yep. We were just talking about
Niagara County is starting. Yep. Erie County is starting. Livingston County is where we pretty much modeled ours after, and they've been doing this for about 10 years. And there's counties jumping on this bandwagon left and right because they know that we need something that's sustainable. And if the counties don't help, then our EMS system is going to fail.
And that means, you know, it's not the, I mean, obviously we worry about the EMTs and the paramedics, but it's the patients.
Absolutely.
It's the community members.
Absolutely. When you call 911, your expectation is that you are going to get the help that you need when you call that number. And if we can't provide that for you, then we're failing you. So health and safety is one of our very top priorities here. especially here in Madison County, and I know it is in other counties. I'm on the EMS Coordinators Association for New York State, and we have conversations all the time of, well, what's your county doing? Well, what's your county doing? And quite a few of those counties have jumped on the bandwagon, and we've been in constant communication, helping each other out, building each other's programs together. And if we don't do this together, we're going to fail together. So,
and so that's kind of where I wanted you also to kind of end this is, you know, with Madison County EMS going to be kind of the new image that people will see probably early next year on the ambulances in Hamilton, Lebanon, and North Brookfield. What is a message that you want to send to the residents of that area?
So we always want to thank the agency that was there prior to us being there. It's SOMAC has provided a service to those areas since 1986, and they've been a staple in that community. And we want to be able to still be a staple in that community and be involved as much as we can in the community. And I want those areas to know that they're not going to go without coverage. We're going to still provide them with an ambulance. We're going to still provide them with medical coverage. And we still would like to be immersed in their community as one whole family, if you will. And we're very excited to be working with Colgate. They have a student program there that will help us out immensely and help us and them both with their education. And I'm very excited about being down there and seeing the different things, because it's a little bit slower paced down there. So you actually get time to get out into the community and do certain things. Where Sullivan, we're very busy.
Yes.
A slow day in Sullivan is at least 4 calls. A busy day in Sullivan is about 12 to 13 calls. And that doesn't give us a lot of time to get out in the community. And I think when we go down to the south, it'll give us more time to be immersed in that community and be able to just go to the farmer's market. And we'll be doing standbys at Colgate Athletics games. And we're very excited about being able to immerse ourselves in the community, because that's who we are. We are the community. Yes, we are the county, but we are part of the community as well. So being down there is going to be really exciting, and it's a different change for us. So I think our employees are excited. I think that it's going to open new doors and windows and anything else that opens for us, and I think it's going to be really great.
And speaking of community events, you guys have a nice one coming up for the town of Sullivan.
Yes, the town of Sullivan is actually hosting a trunk or treat event at their town office building on Lakeport Road. And we have invited the fire departments and the sheriff's office, and we will be there, obviously. So we're going to do a trunk or treat event. So bring your kiddos. It's from 5 to 8 on Monday, October 30th. And we'll have games and treats, and the kids can play in the fire trucks and the ambulances and the police cars. And I think it's going to be a really great time.
It is going to be a great time. I'm excited. I realized last October my children went trick-or-treating more in 1 month because of trunk-or-treats than I think I have my entire life. And yeah, They're doing it again this year. So, but the trunk-or-treat will be really exciting.
I'm excited.
And, I mean, how often do you get to trick-or-treat out of the back of an ambulance?
Nah, you don't. No, not usually.
I promise we'll have good presents.
Yes. Good things to come.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we will catch up again with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.